Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful news from the literary world. It was announced either earlier this morning or late last night, I'm sure exactly when it came. The long list of 13 novels in contention for the Man Booker Prize. We can argue about which prize is the more prestigious, but certainly in the English-speaking world, the Man Booker's right up there, along with perhaps the Pulitzer, and then the Nobel Prize looks at language, at novels, which are, well, looks at careers in all sorts of languages. I haven't read many of the 13. I have read Kazuo Ishiguro's Clara and the Sun. I am reading at the moment a book called The Sweetness of Water by Nathan Harris, an American post-Civil War, post-slavery tale. And I have read the two books from South Africa. Two books by South African authors are amongst the best 13 books published in the English language in the last year. And one is An Island by Karen Jennings, and the other is Damon Galgut's The Promise. I have reviewed both, and as I said earlier, each of them absolutely deserves to be in this exalted company. There's a new book by Richard Powers, which is in there. Rachel Cusk is in there. There's some big, big names. Mary Lawson, Patricia Lockwood. And I think, particularly An Island by Karen Jennings, is something that I think is really special. It's published in South Africa by an independent publisher called Caravan Press, born during the time of COVID. So, you know, an independent publisher which is barely out of its publishing nappy. And it's got a book on the Booker long list. It has a novel, Dawn Garish's Breaking Milk, on the Sunday Times Top 5 Fiction. And it had Joanne Hitchens's wonderful, wonderful grief memoir, Death and the After Parties, on the long list for non-fiction for Sunday Times. That's not bad for a small independent publisher. Sindiswa Busuku knows something about award herself. She's an award-winning poet and a lecturer in UCT's English department. And Sindiswa, good afternoon. I guess at UCT, you're quite proud of the fact that both Damon and Karen are graduates of that institution.
Good afternoon, John, and to the viewers. We are ecstatic. This morning, we just couldn't stop speaking about it. We are so excited to UCT graduates on the long list for the Booker Prize. It's just such an exciting time for South African literature. I think it's something that we all need, a little bit of happy news in these times. So it's just wonderful.
South Africa has only won the Booker three times. Nadine Gordimer shared it in 1974, and J.M. Coetzee won it twice. André Brink was shortlisted and longlisted, but never won. And now Damon has been shortlisted twice before.
Yeah.
So, I mean, to have two in one long list is really something to celebrate.
It is really something to celebrate. I think that it just goes to show that we've got stories to tell, that they are necessary to be told, that writers are doing incredible work, and that there's a huge, huge audience waiting to hear South African stories. These are two distinctly South African stories and novels, and how exciting for everyone.
The Booker does matter.
It matters. It really matters. It's a big deal.
Oh, now we have to hope for two on the shortlist. Wouldn't that be?
And of course, we should. I think both would be deserving. I mean, we're both very biased, but I mean, these are two brilliant novels, wide ranging. And I think, you know, what strikes me is that one of the overarching themes that these two novels grapple with is the idea of having to deal with and negotiate with the living past. And I think that that is a theme that we can all resonate with. And so I think that these two novelists have a very good chance, and fingers crossed.
Yeah, the judges variously said different things. The chair of the judges, the American historian Maya Jasanoff, said one thing that unites these books is the power to absorb the reader in an unusual story and to do so in an artful, distinctive voice. And that is something, certainly of the books that I have read, which is the Ishiguro and the two South Africans, and I'm almost finished the Nathan Harris, that idea of the voice is so there. You cannot imagine that book told in a different way, because the voice and the story are so intimately and inextricably linked, and the voice is as much of a part of the character and the themes as anything else.
Absolutely, and I think, you know, it's worthy to note that, you know, Karen Jennings studied both English literature and creative writing, and that Damon Golgot has a history of studying drama, and that these are fields that nurture the idea of voice, and these two have crafted and nurtured and created such strong voices in their writing, and it's really such a testament to the work that they put into their writing, and I think it's really exciting to see what happens with this long list and where they go from here.
And another point that the judges made is that some recent Booker years have had novelty as a theme, a sort of experimentalization of form and work in genres which are unusual, and things were kind of singled out because they were novel in some way. But they made the point that all of these novels are readable. I mean, a lot of fiction which gets awarded prizes is really only able to be enjoyed by, you know, a maximum of 1,000 PhD literary academics scattered around the world. But these are books that have extraordinary literary merit, and yet the ones that I've read, and I can't imagine the others different, are just so readable.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm all for experimentation, and I think that the novelists that push the frontiers of that, of what the novel can be and what a novel should look like, and who test those boundaries and experiment, I love that. But, you know, rich content and quality writing can never be sacrificed for any sort of gimmicky experimentation or, you know, something that's just for show. And so both these novelists have experimented with form and experimented with the novel, but have never, ever dropped their guard when it came to rich content, accessible writing, readability, you know, page turners, beautifully well-rounded characters, well-developed and strong plots. So it's, you know, I tend to agree that sometimes if you, you know, novelty is one thing, but novelty and quality are really important, and there's a lot of quality to what we see in their writing.
Cindy Swabusuku, lecturer in UCT's English department, an award-winning poet. Thank you very much for talking to us. The two South African books which are on that Booker long list are Damon Golgot's The Promise and Karen Jennings' Island.